Wow, that actually worked for a chance. I've been sitting here since like 8 o'clock a.m. trying to figure out how to work this music thing to get the Sprite soundtrack to work, and it actually works. So I'm actually, that's the end of the show. that is going to be the end of the show. I should just end on a positive note right there that I got the music to work and the right intro. That took longer than I suspected, though. 1 minute. If you haven't noticed, my name is Kurt Rodriguez, and this is the Bay Area Sports Talk Show. I keep thinking East Bay because that's my email address for this, and that's like the first thing that pops up in my head is East Bay. You're gonna have to work with me here, because I am doing this at 9 o'clock a.m. in the morning right now, and I sort of try to do these podcast recordings in the, like, whenever I get the chance, when my parents are home or there's no one in the house, because it's complete silent. It's quiet. And that's what I need. There's quietness, so the recording's perfect, it's fine, it's whatever. And sadly, I have to do it in the morning right now. So I have to go top of my head, just woke up, try to figure out how to do an intro, try to figure out a good song, and I think this is good right now. So basically, let me just give you a briefing of what we'll be doing here on this podcast. The, I don't know, I guess maybe daily. Unless you guys hate me that much, I'll probably just do it once a week. basically, we'll be covering all various sports, not just Oakland, not just San Francisco. We'll be covering all the various sports, going in-depth of it, and figure out what's going on, starting with the Giants and the Niners. I don't think anyone wants to talk about the Niners for a long time until it's all rolls around to June and July. But then we also go on the other side of the Bay, and then there's the Raiders and A's. I'll be getting into that too. And then also the San Jose Sharks and the Warriors, who are the only two Bay Area teams right now that are actually playing. So I will be doing more of the Warriors and the Sharks for now. Once baseball season starts, then it's going to be flipped a little around, and then, you know, we're going to be going right into baseball first and talking more in depth, getting people's views on what's going on, and, you know, that's basically what this show's about. And I'll be honest, if you guys know me and you guys are listening to this and you're like, okay, Cody's just going to talk about the Oakland A's and the Oakland Raiders and the Sharks and the Warriors 80% of the time. And 20% of the time is going to be the Niners and Giants. He's basically going to say, F the Giants, F the Niners, they suck. Me doing this Bay Area sports show, I cannot do that. I have to literally go 50-50 with both teams. So, I mean, if you know me, I am a huge Oakland A's fan. I am a huge Oakland Raider fan, sadly. And I am a huge San Jose Sharks fan and Warriors fan. I'm an East Bay kind of guy. Reason why my email is named East Bay Sports. But I've learned that, you know, I want to get into the radio business, and I got to do Bay Area. They sort of want you to cover all of the Bay Area sports. I can't be biased on Oakland, and they didn't say F the Giants, F the Niners. I really don't give a crap about them. You sort of have to give a crap about them. I mean, both those teams went to, first off, sorry, with the Niners, they went to the NFC Championship twice in a row, and then finally went to the Super Bowl, but then lost, but it came back, so you have to sort of pay attention to that. But then also, too, you got to pay attention to the Giants, you know, two World Series and three championship in 3 years. That's sort of a big deal. I mean, the only team to do that in 3 years was the Oakland A's. But I mean, so I have to cover all sports. But you know, if you ever hear me talking about the A's and then talking about the Giants, and you think I go a little bit more in depth into the A's, tell me. Just let me know, because that would help me out more. So that's basically what we do on this this podcast today. You know, sooner or later, into the third show, second show, whenever I can make my mind up, I'll start trying to get you guys involved in this, asking you guys questions, and seeing what you guys' responses are to what's going on in the Bay Area sports. If you want to follow me on Twitter at ConfuseCodes20, I cannot spell that for you, because it's simple. It is simple to spell ConfuseCodes20. And you know, I have Facebook, it's go ahead for yourself. I'll put both links onto the description, but no, if you want to do that, go ahead. I'll probably ask even more of my questions on Twitter than Facebook, because I feel like Facebook is basically Twitter. I have all my friends on Facebook on Twitter, so I might as well just ask them on Twitter. It's simple, it's easy, it gets straight to my phone. So all of that, and then, yeah, we'll be doing game recaps the night before, game previews of what's going on and everything, so that'll be pretty interesting. So, you know, actually, I have a couple today. We have a game recap and a game review we're going to try to get into before, 30 minutes into this show, 20 minutes. I want to keep these short, because I don't want you guys sitting there listening to 1 hour of me bickering of why Tim Lincecum cut his hair. Why the hell do you want to listen to me bicker about that for 1 hour? No. I'll bicker about it for 5 minutes. 2 minutes if I'm lucky. I like to keep it short, simple, to the point, so I still have your attention. Not when it gets to 1 hour, you're falling asleep reading freaking 50 Shades of Grey. No. So we're going to get right into it, to the Warriors game recap last night. They played against the Memphis Grizzlies, who are currently in fifth place, and going into the game, they were a half a game behind them, and, you know, it was a pretty much a key game, and, damn it, God, and it was pretty much a key game, because you win this, you get the fifth seed, and you keep on going, and then the next team above you is the Denver Nuggets, but, you know, you're sort of going in there thinking, Rudy Gay's not on the team anymore, maybe there's sort of a chance we could sort of win these games. Oh, and fun fact that the Warriors haven't won against the Memphis Grizzlies since 2010. Fun fact. So going into there, you're like, oh great, this isn't going to go out. And the first, the last game against Oklahoma City, the night before, Andrew Bogut and Jared Jack were both out, and they're not in the starting lineup. So you're sort of screwed in, the reason why they lost by it so much. Because you sort of need that point guard role, the backup point guard role, to step in. And we didn't really have that. And we didn't have that this game. Bogut was back, which is good, because he's really good at passing. From the games I've seen, he is probably one of the best passers in the center position in the NBA. Hands down. So you sort of have that feel to it, and also too, you can start to score some points, and, you know, and the Warriors are going into this game with a third straight loss. You know, they sort of have to come back sooner or later and start getting back on track with a winning record, you know, because, I mean, they have a winning record by a winning streak. Because you're going from four-game winning streak at home, and then to a three-game losing streak, and it's just going downhill. Like, you need to start winning and get some games. At the end of the game, it was 99-93. Memphis won, of course. Why not? It's Memphis. They'll always win. And the Warriors are now 1.5 games back, I believe, of Memphis. They came back. I'll say this. The one positive thing I saw in this game, as I was watching it online, is that they came back. They came back and they came out strong in the third quarter. You know, they went from like losing double digits to coming back to just to 1 point, like 4 minutes into the period, and then soon enough they tied it, and then soon enough they were leading the game. That's sort of the mentality you want to bring to your starters is, hey, we're this close. All we need to do is start making some buckets in a row, have a good run, and then who knows, play some good defense, get the rebound, get to the boards, and then we're back in this game. And that's what they did. And that's something that the Warriors should be proud of, is that they came back and they were putting up a fight. But as we know, as with the 49ers, no one ever remembers the team that came back and lost. People remember the team that won. And Memphis won. They came back stronger. It's when it comes to the bench, the Memphis bench is just a little bit more better than the Warriors bench, especially without Jared Jack. It's point and simple. And then also, too, you have the big two going out there. You have Zach Randolph and you have Marcus All. Both got double-digit games. And it's... You can't really go against that. Yeah, Curry got 32 points and 8 assists. And 32 points is a season high, which is good. Lee got 26 points, but only 6 rebounds. Okay, he's usually getting 10 rebounds every game, so what was going on there? But you can't really do nothing to get bad about that. I mean, the 32 points and 8 assists was okay. It was good. It was good points. But it just wasn't the whole team wasn't connecting together. Harrison Barnes and Andrew Bogut weren't coming together. And Klay Thompson, too, birthday boy. They weren't all coming together and trying to beat this team, you know, only losing by 6 points, I know, but when you need to win key games like this, especially against a team that's right there above you in the standings and you can just go flip right into their spot, you need to win these games. And you're not going to get who knows how long it's probably going to be until you get another shot at this, but you hope Memphis loses the next game and you win the next game and then you're back at the half the game spot again. But as it stands right now, Warriors lost 99-93. On my website, I did a game review of this right when the game ended. I typed it up and put it on my website. I'll put a link to that later. You guys should watch it. Read it. And I put the big two as my top key performers of the game, Zach Randolph and Marc Gasol. And then, you know, I've been getting some heat about it and be like, why'd you put them as your top performers and everything? I didn't really realize it until I slept on it and I woke up. I was like, why the fuck did I put those two as my top performers? And Curry, I should just put Curry there with 32 points and 8 assists. That's a season high. Yeah, they lost. I usually try to stick to the winning team as a top performer, but they lost. I sat there, it was like a bad taste in my mouth. I couldn't put them in there. But then when I woke up, I was like, I screwed up. I screwed up badly. So, I mean, I'll say this now. If before you even read the article, please don't, because I'll say this right now. Curry is the top performer, hands down. 32 points, and 8 assists, you can't really stop that. But it just wasn't enough team-wise to win. Yeah, you can have freaking LeBron drop like 40 points. The team's gonna lose though. Who do you remember first? The guy that lost or the guy that won with 40 points? You remember the guy that won with 40 points. No one remembers the guy that lost with 40 points. The only thing that people remember when they lost is if you drop like 50 points or 60 points and lost. But that's a freaking miracle if they lose with 60 points in their hand. So, hands down, I'll say this now. Curry, 32 points, 8 assists, top of my board. Second would be David Lee with 26 points, and then third would be the big two. The big two seemed like to step up at the end of the game, and then they started to put that role into, like, we're veterans, this is how you win the games. So, the next game is tonight against the Dallas Mavericks at 5 o'clock, I think. And last time they faced Dallas was in Oracle not too long ago, and they won. That's when Vince Carter at the end of the first half was acting as if he was injured and then out of nowhere slams dunk an alley-oop right before the period happens. And you're sitting there like, yeah, you're injured. You're holding your shoulder and you're like, slam dunk. So that'd be pretty good to watch. So hopefully I get to watch that. And also, too, tonight is the first, since three days, they had a three-day break. The San Jose Sharks are back at it playing tonight against the Phoenix Coyotes in San Jose. Hopefully some of you guys are going to that game. If you guys are, screw you, because I really want to go to a Sharks game so badly. it's going to be a good game. I mean, the Sharks, they had a three-day break. Everyone's all asking me, it's like, oh, what's going on with the Sharks? Why are they losing so much and everything? I'm like, they only lost three games, and it's early in the season. You still have, like, 20, 30 games to go. I'm not scared yet. I'm scared if we're losing like this, and it's the end of the season, and we're supposed to be in the playoffs. That's where I draw the line. I'm like, okay, now it's getting a little scary. But right now, I'm not scared at all. They have now lost three straight. Like I said, the first game was against the Predators in overtime, 2-1 shootout. And then the next one was at Anaheim, 2-1. And then the last game was against Chicago and lost 5-3. So, I mean, everyone likes to blame Niemi. I'm going to just put this out there before I say anything else. Everyone likes to blame Niemi for the losses. We can't. The past, like, what, two, 3 days, they haven't, that like, two, three games, you can't really blame them, because most of his goals are either bad bounces or bad defense. I can specifically go to the Chicago game with bad defense with Douglas Murray just letting the puck go, and just, like, he has the puck, lets it go, and I figure who came up and stooped up and got the shot. I think it was Kane. And that was when they were on a, it was on a 4-4, so that just makes things worse, and then he goes on the power play. So, I mean, some of these games, it's either on defense, some of them's on offense, but right now, I don't think it's Niemi's fault. He's been spectacular, especially the first two games at home. You couldn't ask no more of him. And I still think he is still that elite goalie that he was to Chicago when he stepped up and won the Stanley Cup, and I think he can do, I think, you know, he's sort of healthy now, and I think he'll come back up to that caliber and take this team to the Western Conference finals, and hopefully this is the year we go to the Stanley Cup. I have not seen none of my teams to win a championship. I am on a drier streak than the Chicago Cubs right now. It is sad. It's like, yeah, you know, people are like, oh, it's like, you think this is rough, try being a Chicago Cubs fan. Yeah, but that's one team. You can go to the Chicago Bulls, and, like, you have, at least have Derrick Rose and everything. I'm in here, in the Bay Area, rooting for the Raiders, the A's, the Sharks, and the Wars. Only about one team has made the championship, like the grand finale, in my lifetime. And that would be the Oakland Raiders. The A's have come close many times, especially that era with the Moneyball and everything, and in 2006, come close, but no cigar. And then the Sharks, again, come close, no cigar, going to the Western Conference Championship two times and blown it. And the Warriors, the We Believe team, that was the closest I could get. The We Believe team. So, and then, you know, I'm just sitting there looking outside my window, thinking about the other side of the Bay, and the other side of the Bay has been to a Super Bowl, and then, you know, the Giants have won two times. So I'm just sitting there, I'm like, one day one of my teams will win a championship, and I'm hoping this year it's the Sharks' year. I say, everyone, all my friends say this every year, it's the Sharks' year. And then when the season ends, I go up to them, I say, go fuck yourself. You jinxed it. You jinxed it. But I'm saying it now, and no one else has said it. No one else said it that I know as a Sharks fan, so this is good. So far, the jinx is gone. But I'm saying this right now, the Sharks are going to go to the Western Conference Finals against Chicago Blackhawks. It's going to be a rematch. I think the Blackhawks will have a really good team, but the Sharks have a good team too. And they're going to come up, step up, and then we're going to be facing them in the Western Conference Finals and winning, going to the Stanley Cup. Who we face in the Stanley Cup, I have no bloody clue. Some keynotes. Tonight's game with the Sharks, Brent Burns might be back. He might be back. It'll either be tonight or it'll be the next game. But everything is leaning towards Brent Burns being back in the lineup tonight, which will be a good thing. We sort of need that defensive... I need to start finding a room where I can record with my cat being up. But I think Brent Burns would have that he didn't have a really good season last year, but I think he will have the mentality this year, step the defense up and get shit back. If we win tonight, don't be shocked if Brent Burns is one of the highlighted players of tonight's win. And yeah, the team should be real rested. You're going out from a 3-day break and you practice here and there, but you should be real rested. Both teams just got smothered by Chicago, and they play in Phoenix, plays Chicago the next day, so they have a 2-day break. Either way, both teams are rested. The Sharks have home field advantage in HP, and that's what you want. The Sharks can't be more happy than playing at home, especially against the defending Pacific Division champions. The last time they did that, they won. They came back. They were losing 3-1 in the third period, I believe, and then they came all the way back and then won, thanks to Patrick Wylie. So, I mean, you can't ask more than playing back at HP. Playing at HP because I've been to so many games. I've been to a playoff game. I've been to many regular season games in HP. The crowd goes nuts. It is, especially in that tight arena, you can't even hear anything. If your phone goes off, you're not going to hear it because you're in HP. It feels great. It's just, you can't ask more than being playing in HP, and the Sharks are probably grateful of that, and, they can't wait till tonight. And so tonight, they play the Phoenix Coyotes at 7:30 on Comcast SportsNet. California, and you guys can catch that puck drops at 7:30. And I think that's it. I think that's all I have, really, because the Niners, there's nothing new on the Niners, nothing new on the Raiders, except that they covered Mount Davis, but I already did an article about that. It's about two days old, at least 2-3 days old. No one wants to talk about it. Most of the Raider fans and Ace fans I know, even Niner fans, are saying Mount Davis is ugly as heck. Why do we still have it? I don't know. So, I'll save that for another show. If there's more on Mount Davis, I'll save that for another show. But for right now, there's nothing new on the Raiders. Draft is coming up. At least be happy for that. Also, two more days to pitchers and catchers report. Baseball's back. I can't wait, because I really love baseball, and baseball is probably one of my favorite sports, and fucking murder this cat, and I can't be more excited that the Giants are just coming off winning their 2012 championship, and they re-signed almost all their players, which is good, which is what you want. Even the key ones, Jeremy Outfield, Santa Casilla, Andrew Pecan, and Marco Scudero. That's the key player that stepped up in the postseason, especially Scudero. And then the A's, you're just coming off of a 2012 AOS comeback championship. Everyone always just looks over. It's like, no. Giants won the World Series. Okay, yeah, that's cool. But the A's came back from 13 games, 14 games. Oh, my God. I swear to God. I like the better when this cow is asleep. But you're talking about a team that came back from 13, 14 games against the leading Texas Rangers, who's been on top of the AOS since freaking 2010 against the Giants. And to order to come back, strike out Josh Hamilton, and then freaking just sweep the Mariners at home, and then sweep the Texas Rangers at home, and come back and win the AL West Championship. I honestly told everyone, I was like, okay, yeah, you guys won the World Series, but I'm more happy with my season. It was probably one of the best seasons I have ever been as an A's fan. The 20-game win streak, it was shattered because of this great comeback and how great this team was. And it was amazing. You go in from a team that last time they actually had a winning record was like 2006, 2008. And then now you're going from AOS champions? How? You know, it was... So, I mean, and then the Giants, you know, it's going to be good to see what they do. Because you now have this thing with the Dodgers now that they're spending all their money, you know, thanks to Magic Johnson, and they're getting all these players. Oh, we'll take Zach Greinke up the market. Oh, we'll also do this and this and this. And they have so much more money, and they're spending it all on all these players, all these contracts, too, for Matt Kemp and then whatever. And you're sitting there, San Francisco's just sitting there as like, you guys can make all the big moves you want. You could do that trade again with Adrian Gonzalez and Carl Crawford and Josh Beckett, whatever. We still won the World Series. We still won the NL West. And the sad thing is, you guys had those players long enough to actually try and make a comeback, a bigger impact into the game, and try to beat the Giants of the NL West. You guys didn't. With all the money, you're trying to be like the Yankees, but you just can't do it. Not everything is about money. It's all about team chemistry and how well your team can perform. Yeah, if you're gonna sign a player for $100 million and all he does is freaking hit a ball and strike out, go home runs or whatever. Hell, sign me. Just sign me up there. I can freaking hit you a ball and strike out most of the time for $100 million. I'm listening, Magic Johnson, for your next offering, but that's just me. So, I mean, the Giants have that over their head, like everyone's all focusing on the Dodgers and what they're doing. The Giants could just come back and be like, well, like early in the season, they could be winning like almost all these games and Dodgers on a losing streak. Well, that's what happens when you waste all your money on freaking players. Not team chemistry. Not on A's. 55 million payroll. Defending AOS champions. So, I mean, yeah. The Giants are going on to the season pretty good. You know, and then Monday, I have a official game preview for both teams where I just talk about the A's and the Giants. Because I could go on the subject on baseball for hours. I could go on it for a long time. But, you know, we're getting close. I should probably close it off now because no one wants to listen to me anymore. Everybody's probably done talking to me, listening to me. So, we'll probably save that for Monday since it's spring training and spring training is beginning, basically. And so that'll be it. So, I mean, thank you guys for listening. I'll try to get you guys more involved into the future shows, probably starting Monday with the sports one, and see what you guys think about what's going on in the sports world. Not sports world, but the baseball one. See what's going on in the baseball world. See if you guys are enjoying what's going on. Happy that the off season off. Spring training's back. And, you know, we'll just go off from there and see what happens. But thank you guys for tuning in. I promise if the quality of this is bad, the quality of it will be better once, like, buy myself a real mic. I am doing this on my Dre Beats, which is perfectly fine. It actually feels more comfortable. But for now, I gotta close it off. Make sure you guys check out my website down below. It's in the description. Hopefully the link works. Most of you guys have probably read it. So that's about it. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys soon.